Hi, I'm Weldon.
And I'm Kendall.
We are
Geeks About Gaming.
Howdy, y'all. It's me, Weldon.
It's me, Kendall. What's up?
And welcome to another episode of Geeks About Gaming.
Woo!
That's right, we're still going. Shift the gears, kickingers, and y'all, there's always tons of stuff to talk about. And now I'm doing this bi-weekly thing. There's so much stuff that it's hard to keep track of what to talk about anymore.
That's so true.
But Kendall, there's a lot of stuff like, okay, we're in the transitional year, right? Vaccines are coming out and going. But it's still weird. So like certain events are going on digital, certain events are going, like a mix of both in person and stuff, maybe later in the year, and digital is all over the place. Let's talk about conventions. Let's just get right into it, Kendall. So let's start off with like San Diego, right? Cause San Diego is happening. Well, okay, so they're doing, if I remember right, correct me if I'm wrong here, so last year they did digital-only event,
yes,
which they are still doing this year, but then what they're doing is a mini Comic-Con, just because that, I'm guessing because if they want to, like, keep legal agreements to make sure they're there next year with the convention center, they have to throw some sort of event, and also for funding, too. And, you know, it's going to be like a full 3-day weekend, you know, like Comic-Con's usually 5 because it's a big one, but it's going to be like a 3-day weekend sort of thing.
In person.
Now, I'm not opposed to that idea. They were saying, oh, we might do this in November. And you know what? I'm like, okay, that I get it. That's fine. I don't know if I'll go to the mini one or not. I'm not sure. It's in November, but I'm okay with that. But here's the thing. Not only is it November, though, and that itself is like fine, but apparently it's happened during Thanksgiving weekend. And not just the fact that it's happened Thanksgiving weekend, but it's a year after a Thanksgiving where a lot of people didn't spend time with their families because we were in quarantine. So they couldn't pick another, just any other weekend in November. The weekend before, something. The weekend after. I can't remember who said it. Like, I think LA Comic-Con is the weekend after that, too?
I actually don't know. I could look it up.
Somebody said it, and I didn't even think about it.
But, like, it makes me wonder if, like, is that the only date that was available or something?
I don't know.
You know? Yeah. Oh, no. LA Comic-Con September. It's the same dates, just a month before.
2 months. Well, 2 months before.
Oh, yeah, 2 months. I don't know my dates. I don't know. Yeah. What day is it? What year is it?
I don't know. Now, because we're getting back to the real world, it's like, what's real life anymore?
Yes.
Now saying, hold on, LA Comic-Con hosts in-person event this December. Now saying it's changed to December. December 3rd through 5th, so it is a week after.
Oh, I'm looking at a wrong one.
They changed. Yeah, I looked at the old one too. That's just not used. So they changed that too. But yeah. So Kendall,
my gosh,
what do you think about?
Oh, I see it. You're right.
Yeah. So there's gonna be like two Comic Cons 2 weeks in a row. Kendall, what's your take on this whole thing?
It makes me wonder if that was like the only dates available or something, or I don't know. It makes me wonder why why on Thanksgiving. If you had other dates available, can you imagine calling your mom, your grandma, your grandfather, and you're like, hey, sorry, I won't be able to make it to Thanksgiving. I got to go to Comic-Con.
Right. Or, you know, like people like who work for the movie studios or who work at the convention center, you have to work Thanksgiving.
They have to work. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's bad enough if you feel somewhat comfortable or not working the event anyway to begin with. But on top of that, you have to do it on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. But here's what I'm going to say, too. Anime Expo is held every year on the 4th of July weekend. So, like, I don't know. Is it Anime Expo?
That's an interesting point.
And, like, none of us care about that. Yeah, it's always the 4th of July weekend, and none of us cares about that weekend at all. But is it as important? Is the 4th of July as important as Thanksgiving? Maybe not. It's a family event. I mean they're both technically family events.
Well, because, like, how many people go to those events that aren't from the U.S.? They're, like, Canadians or whatever. They don't celebrate either of those on any of those weekends. It's just the U.S.
That's very true. Same thing could be said about this year's San Diego Comic-Con. Oh, you just... But also, if you noticed, a lot of theme parks are opening up again, and it's only opening to California residents. Are they going to do the same thing with conventions if it's only open to the residents of that state because they're trying to stop transmission from state to state?
Have they said? I don't know. That's a good question because...
They haven't said that. I'm pretty sure it's going to be open to any public, but like...
Yeah, because people might have gotten tickets before, might get certain discounts or stuff. Yeah. But that might not be a bad... That might be the way they should do it.
Mm-hmm. But then it's like, are they going to... give special accommodations or special, like, you know, celebrities in the gaming industry or celebrities in general? Do they get a pass? Do they get to go?
Even if
they're not from California?
I feel like as far as it's not going to be like celebrity centric like we're used to Comic-Con being. I think it's like there's not going to be really that many big celebrities there or anything. I feel like if there's gonna be stuff promoted, it's gonna be more like digital based, or they're gonna like send in like a video on the phone saying hi blah 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 during the panel or something.
I can see that, but this is gonna be the first major convention in public. I'm air quoting right now because it's obviously gonna be a small event, small for maybe San Diego Comic-Con, maybe not small in convention for conventions in general, but I don't know. Have they said how many people? What's the, you know, what are the conditions? I don't think
that's a good question because, and I'm not gonna lie, I felt bad because, like, you know, I would sometimes go WonderCon for like a day or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. And,
breaking news, actually, Kendall. I don't know how breaking news this is, but apparently they are actually postponing it, Comic-Con 2021, until July 2022 at the regular time.
What?
So it said the convention center had a very packed calendar for May of 2021 due to events that were rescheduled to a later part of the year. This is according to Fox News. They announced the possibility of holding it on Thanksgiving weekend, but said there were too many variables that could prevent from happening, including restrictions on large gatherings and stuff like that. Many factors that are known at this time. So they'll still have the virtual Comic-Con event, but yes, it's actually been delayed. It's no longer happening in Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's weird because 2 weeks ago they defended the dates. And
they did.
A court, that's what there's... let me make sure, because this is coming from... You know, Fox, but but I'm trying to see. Let me see if it comes from.
I'm gonna straight go on San Diego Comic Con's Twitter account.
Yeah, that's literally. But what's the other one? The Comic Con Insider. They're the ones that are better.
Oh, they
at
know.
That,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. When would they even announce that?
I'm trying to bring up the LA Times. It's always like, you looked at too many free articles. Subscribe. Like, come on, really? I don't want to.
I hate paywalls. I understand paywalls, but...
Yeah. What I was saying was that I felt really bad because this was the first year where I legit forgot WonderCon happened. And I was like looking at the Comic-Con Twitch and I'm like, why are they streaming this week and what's going on? I was like, oh. I feel like last year even people talked more about WonderCon than this year. And I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
Oof. Oh, no. Yeah, now I see it from 2 weeks ago. I don't know because this one from... This was reported by Fox Austin like an hour ago.
Mm.
So we'll keep an eye on it as we're doing this podcast and then we can adjust accordingly.
Okay, I found we're going to have one in November 2021. I found that post. And if I scroll up, I don't see anything taking it back.
Yeah, I don't know where she's getting...
Ooh, what if it's like insider information?
Maybe, but really, but Fox... Oh, hold on, click here for more information. There we go. Let's go. Comic-Con front page. Here
that
we go.
That does nothing.
No, I got it. It's, hold on. I'll send you the link. I had to click on the Fox News article was like, click here for more information. I had to hit click on the click here.
I see.
Yeah, it says, decision to hold an in-person event was driven by a number of factors. Our primary hope was to be able to gather in person as community. Others tried to determine how to best effectively and safely produce events in light of health concerns with the least negative impact. I get what they're trying to say, but it almost doesn't come across well because they're almost saying like, oh, we're going to do this as an experiment, you know, and hopefully it would have turned out all right or give us a better idea how to handle events in their future. And I'm like, I don't know if I wouldn't have been part of that. And blah, 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 but have converted to virtual formats. Some have been postponed to later years while others have been rescheduled for later part of 2021. Resulted in a packed convention calendar. Reviewing dates, it was clear to available meeting exhibit space would limit our options. Of the dates presented with the fewest restrictions, Friday through Sunday of Thanksgiving weekend seemed to be best balance. We have attended many conventions over the holiday weekend. Often spend Thanksgiving Day with family and the rest of the weekend with friends and our families of choice. While this is not an unusual convention trade, we understand this choice is not optimal for everyone.
Oh, so it's still happening.
Currently, we do not know whether having this event in November is even feasible as we are still in the midst of the pandemic.
It says, at the very bottom, as details are still being finalized, badge costs, attendance capacity, and related information will be forthcoming. So there's a chance it could just be canceled.
There's a chance.
There's a huge chance.
Yeah, so it still says it here, so I don't know where this Fox thing got.
Yeah. What if... That's interesting. What if... And that was... When was that released?
Like I said, this article was released an hour ago.
Yeah, what if that person found information that has yet to be announced? And they just announced it really early.
I was going to say, like, we'll know within the next, like, half hour when Twitter starts blowing up, right?
I think so, too, yeah.
I'm going to send you the link to it, though.
Oh my gosh, I would love to see it.
It's the only article I've seen, though.
Wow, it was an hour ago. Comic-Con 2021 in San Diego postponed for in-person event until 2022.
Again, though, it's like Fox News, though.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Dude, this totally looks like they got leaked information, and then they just... they
posted
it too
like,
early.
Yeah, they just posted it. It's like very nonchalant.
I actually do believe in us, though, to be able to do this
by
November.
But it says under...
Oh my gosh, it generates an estimated $147 million for the San Diego economy each year. That's insane. Holy moly.
Yeah, I mean, it says under badge info on Comic-Con site, we made a challenging decision to postpone Comic-Con 2021 as in-person gathering until 2022. Oh no, they just say, it's Comic-Con at home. I don't know. I'm confused. I didn't mean to take us down this rabbit hole.
No, I kind of love it. This is literally the podcast of us just figuring it out because of this Fox this Fox News article. It totally
wow, yeah. Threw why are we turn, taking this dude. Any sort of you know, seriousness, you know?
Honestly, we had a solid podcast up until an hour ago when this was published.
Yeah, we were doing fine. We were doing good. And then the mic's all messed up, blah, blah, blah. And
wow.
Hey, Macaulay Culkin and our first ABG girl are having a kid. Or had a kid.
Oh, wow.
Dakota Song Culkin.
Congrats.
That definitely sounds like a musical artist name.
It actually does.
Yep. Good for them. There you go.
Dakota.
That's our news for our gaming podcast.
That's such a tongue twister, I feel like.
Yeah, it's gonna be, like, she's gonna be, like, you can tell, she's gonna be some, like, influencer model person. Because she's gonna get, like,
the you kid? Know,
her mom's good look.
Oh, and then yeah.
Her dad, you know, her dad is interesting looking guy, but it's, but the mixed together, somehow it's gonna make, like, her even more attractive. And then she's gonna be one of these big influencer model people,
yeah,
or something.
I can 100% see this child just, like, wanting to go into acting, you know, but only act when they're a child, and then once they grow into an adult, stop acting, just like their parents.
Yep. Yeah, that's that mixed, like, Asian white, yes, sort of thing. I don't know if it could be, like, she could be that, or she could be like this one of really nerdy kind of kids, because,
oh, for sure,
you know, like, I mean, Macaulay Culkin's on Red Letter Media, like, mm-hmm, all the time, so, like, it could be one of those you know, media industry folks or something, and
yeah, for sure,
whatever. But anyway,
oh, speaking of actresses and actors, the Borderlands movie, they announced a new cast member, and it's Janina Gavankar. And if anyone knows her from anything, I guess face-wise, it would be from True Blood. She was on True Blood for a couple of seasons.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I think it's when, yeah, I first saw her. I was like, when did I first see her?
Yeah, but then after that, she mostly just did a lot of voice acting for video games. And so it's really fitting that she's in the Borderlands movie.
Yeah, she was also the main character in Battlefront 2, if you, yes, care about that story.
Yes, yes, yes. She's such a nerd, and I love it.
Yeah, she was on G4 in the later half a few times back,
yeah,
in the day.
I don't know, that just makes her, like, 10 times hotter to me.
Oh, yeah.
I think she's so attractive, and she's so talented, and the fact that she's a nerd. What, dude? Woo! Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, Kendall getting a little worked up. Woo! I can feel the heat coming off over here. Yeah, no, I mean, you're not wrong. Yeah, she's always seemed like to have that down of earth thing about her. She was,
yes,
the last thing I saw her in was, she was in a movie with Ben Affleck not long ago. That was a basketball movie, which was actually pretty decent. It was like, it was such a weird movie for it to be, just like her to be like with Ben Affleck. It was interesting.
Yeah, that came out like last year.
Yeah, it was pretty, yeah, good. It was like, you know, based on his real, like, alcohol addiction, you know, and,
oh,
stuff like that. And his,
I didn't know that.
Alcoholism problems, yeah.
Wow.
So that sick. Was like a time too where he just, like, got over that, and then he, you know, filmed a movie about it. I was like, ooh, man, that's a rough patch. That gift, wow, for her, yeah, it's that's one of the few things I think that gives it a little more legitimacy to it, because I know people are still upset about the Kevin Hart thing. People are still, yeah, mad even today when I saw the thing about her, and that was people's reactions.
What can we do about Kevin Hart?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, would I've cast him in that particular role? No, but, you know.
Oh, yeah, but are they doing it maybe for his name? Who knows? I think it's just,
yeah,
gonna be interesting.
I mean,
I think he brings a little interest to it, you know?
Yeah, it's just, well, it's just weird because if he plays it somewhat relative, it's like the first time, besides that Bryan Cranston movie he did, which I heard wasn't great, where he's playing like a serious character.
Yes, absolutely.
Know? And it's like, good for him for getting a shot at that, and I hope it works well. But I think the other thing too is this whole, it's hard for people to take this movie somewhat seriously, even though it's got big actors, right? Cate Blanchett, Jack Black, all these other people. You got big names attached, which is good.
Yes.
But again, you know, people, I think, are kind of split on Eli Roth in general. You mm-hmm. know, some people feel like most of his work isn't the best. You know, as far as his, there's some of the stuff that I like of his, some stuff I don't. You know, it's a little bit of a mixed bag. So I think that's why people are, and then, like, they came out with the story of what the storyline's gonna be, and it's slightly different from the games, and that,
yeah,
didn't make people feel any better about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of, I don't have high expectations for it. Like, I don't, if it comes down to here, it's good, I'll go see it. But I'm not like as interested in it as I am for like new Mortal Kombat or anything.
Yeah, I'm excited for it just because it's another video game movie that might be better than the rest, and we can finally say that there's a good video game movie out there. Besides, I guess you can say Detective Pikachu and Sonic.
Yeah,
maybe this one will be up there too.
Maybe. Right? I mean, hey, new Sonic's coming next year already. It's coming fast. They're speed rocking it.
I mean, I love the Sonic movie. I thought it was so fun. So, and I love the Borderlands games, the series. So, like, hopefully this movie does well. Please.
Oh yeah, speaking of Borderlands 2, I'm gonna try Borderlands 3 this week. It's on PS Now.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Not the PS5 version, only the PS4, because that's all they could go up to on PS Now right now. It's PS4 only. I can't, even though there's PS5 versions of that and Avengers, but no, you have to buy if you want to upgrade. Whatever. That's dude. Fine. I don't care as much to where I'm like ranting and raving about it. I'm like, fine, I'll deal with the PS4.
It's a whole marketing scheme.
So that was happening. Speaking of Borderlands, all of a sudden. Also, Kendall.
Yes.
Speaking of gaming conventions and stuff, we got some news on E3.
Yes.
E3 is, you know, last year they were, you know, talk about. It was kind of a last minute. They couldn't come up with a plan on what the heck they were doing, so there was no E3 really in any capacity, not even digital. This year, they're like, yep, we're doing digital this year. Hopefully next year we'll be in person. But there was a lot of things, as we've even talked about before, I think, on this podcast. So they confirmed that despite certain rumors that it seems like it is going to be free for everybody, they keep trying to say there's going to be nothing really behind a paywall, only access, you know, maybe exclusive access to stuff for like media and things like that, but there is no like pay to play like exclusive demos like people thought there might be. And they got big names attached too. Sony not being there, that's not surprising because they have been there a while, but they do have like Konami. Why is Konami there? I thought they didn't make games anymore. You know, and then you have Warner Brothers, and you know, they're their own interesting thing going on over there. But then you have like Nintendo and Microsoft, and it's like, well, wait, isn't the whole big hot thing right now is for all these companies to have their own thing? And it's like, I know Microsoft's talking about having like another event later on and things like that, so it's, why would they be part of E3? Like, I'm kind of glad they are to kind of keep E3 going, but it's like, why? I mean, I know maybe it's because of, well, I think like Phil or some of them are on the board, but still they don't have to, you know what I'm saying? Like, why be part of it for them? What benefit did they get out of this? But
yes.
I mean, when you think about all these big companies being a part of it, are you kind of surprised some of these big companies are part of it? Are you just surprised that it is going to be free for everybody and there's no paywall? How do you feel about all this?
I think, as you and I have both talked about in the past, that E3 is a dying convention, especially ever since they opened it up to the public. It's losing its, you know, there's a lot of lackluster there. Putting it all online, digital, maybe it for free, that means more eyes can see it. You don't have to pay for it. You don't have to travel anywhere. You don't have the hassle of getting in line to do a thing somewhere in E3 and then not making it in time for something else. Literally, it's all access for you if you have the internet, the Wi-Fi, computer, phone, whatever. It's there for you. It's available. Maybe these companies are part of it because they just want more eyes on their things, especially in this year of a pandemic where, you know, you can't really have, you don't really have access to a lot of things via outside the internet. This is just a good opportunity, 100%. Now, next year for E3 in person, are we going to see the same companies? Is it going to be free? I don't think so, especially for outside the pandemic. I still think it's going to continue being a dying convention. But why not make it a good one if it's going to be digital and might be the last good one? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I can see Microsoft being there, of course, because they have the Microsoft Theater. So, like, you know, while the event's already happening, do that. But, I mean, will Jeff Keighley's thing he was trying to do there for a couple of years, will that ever happen again?
Probably not.
Yeah. Probably not. I mean, I'm looking at it right now, Kendall. So right now, you can't officially sign up to attend any sort of capacity. The only thing you can do is you can fill out like a thing to get announcements about it in the future, and you can co-stream it. You can fill out a form to co-stream, which mm-hmm. I might do. You know, because, or at least sign up for it, because who the heck knows what I'm going to be doing, but, you know, but I mean, I don't know what the media qualifications are, but
I mean, I would love to know that.
I'll look into it. Because I checked and they said they haven't listed it yet, but you can like again register to get more information. And they said, at least media, you'll be able to sign up quarter two.
Hmm, interesting.
So probably within the next like month or so.
Yeah.
So we'll look into that after we're done recording real quick. But yeah, it's good that's happening though, because again, it's weird. It is slowly dying, but at the same time, maybe there'll be this sort of next year nostalgic factor, just because, yes, there'll be a convention at the end of this year, but the overall populace of people that go to conventions still might not be able to go at the end of this year or choose not to go. And, you know, E3 is usually, I mean, there's WonderCon and stuff like that, but E3 is usually the big, you know, E3, Anime Expo, Comic-Con, the big three, that big event. So maybe there's a big nostalgia thing for it. And again, people in the industry miss seeing each other, things like that. Who knows how many of them are going to be able to make it to that, like, one PAX, maybe at the end of the year mm-hmm. or not. And people like getting out, hanging out, and going to the parties and things like that. So maybe it'll have like a quick, like good resurgence back, and then maybe it'll start dying off again. But because there's something special about it, some kind of magic that isn't there. You know, G4 will be there, like in full effect, or they have a booth there or not, or how's that coverage going to work, and assuming things of that sort. So maybe. Maybe when it first comes back, it'll have like a quick resurgence. But yes, you're right. What companies are going to be there, though?
Yeah, but are we going to see Sony? Probably not, ever since mm-mm. they backed out in 2019. Are we going to see mm-hmm. Activision, Square Enix? Who knows?
Oh, yeah, it's true. You're right.
EA?
Activision's not going to be there this year.
Mm-mm. And EA's having their own little cute powwow conventions for free.
Yeah, they always do EA Play now, don't they? Yeah.
Yeah. And honestly, I try to go. I try to go, and it's the worst because it's so free and it's really small and it's all outside and it's all in the summer. And there's just, it's like a 2-3 hour line outside in the sun around, curving around sidewalks and stuff. it's not that good.
Yeah, I remember getting I remember one year, I think last time I had a badge to like go, but I couldn't because I was working or something, or I just like, by the time I got off, I was like, it's not worth going. But I remember having like the little thing like ready to go, but I just was like, ah. I mean, but it wasn't too, because it was down like the street. It wasn't too far down. Like it was like, you know, kind of down the boulevard in that direction too, which is a big hot mess on its own.
Mm-hmm.
So that was interesting. Yeah, you're right. That's going on. It is sort of like we were talking about Comic-Con before, right? And it's one of those things now where it gets to the point with Comic-Con, it's that there's so much you can do just on the activations without having to get a ticket to Comic-Con that you can spend a whole day there easily and get good value. And E3 has been doing its own version of that, as you said, where all this stuff is happening around the event of E3, and that starts to get like a little bit more appeal than the event itself, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, and it's like multiple things are going on, then the actual event itself is like, I won't say take less importance, but you know, it's like people start caring about this a little bit less.
But I will say, though, I am still mad. I wish I could have gone to that one Bethesda thing they had where they had the little fair and all that for Fallout, and you could get, like, Nuka-Colas and stuff. I was so mad, man, because that was, like, I think maybe, like, one of the... When was that? Maybe after the first year after I moved here or something, I was seeing all these influencers going into Nuka World or whatever, and I was so jealous. Like, oh, come on, man. And then also, too, you could see, and that was the cool thing, though, about Vent Like E3, too, is, like, the buildings. They'd have, you know, again, I remember seeing, I think the last E3 that we went to, or the last two, there was that, you know, that one building. There's always that one building that has, like, the three columns that you see on the way there. And it had, one year it had Doom Eternal, next year it had Fallout 76.
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
That one building. But all around LA, certain buildings they would use. So it's like, it became like a city event.
Yeah.
Right? Anytime at, like, this Comic-Con Anime Expo, it was a city event, and there was just this big feel of epicness and somewhat chaotic, but it just... It got you in a zone. That's why it got me pumped up every year. Not just like back a day watch on G4 or whatever, of course it did, but then being here now and like seeing it, seeing all the physical like advertisements for it all over the city and things like that, that's what really would get you pumped up for it. Then you finally see the convention center, you see the big billboards and all this stuff, and it's like, ah.
Yeah, we won't get that experience this year. We can get your Twitter feed rolling in a lot of things when the time comes. It's just, you know, we just have to adapt to the times.
But we'll be there next year as media for sure, right?
Oh, that would be so cool. Can you imagine? Dude, every podcast we talk about this, and every podcast I bring it up that we talk about it, every podcast, I'm going to continuously do it. But I think it would just be so cool.
Yeah.
So cool if we were at that point.
Yeah, I mean, this year, I would say let's, like, sign up and wait and check and see for the laws, because it's digital anyway, so maybe they'll be a little more lenient or whatever, because it's, like, not digital or whatever, who knows? So we'll try it, so who knows? But
yeah, I mean, I'm ready to do it.
Yeah, but if you get in one year, you'll be able to get in the next, you know?
Yeah.
Same thing with the Comic-Cons and stuff like that, if, you know, LA Comic-Con, you know, just, even if it's digital events, we just start doing that or whatever. But yeah, guys, so we can physically be there next year, because again, as much as I like being a brand ambassador there, I like to actually go as media and like be able to enjoy the convention without having to like wait in too many long of a lines. But also not be, it's a, because E3, that's a wonky one, so
yeah,
heck yeah. I'm hyped about that. Yeah, so a lot of convention stuff. A lot of convention stuff happened. Kendall, what? Anything else going on?
No, I can't think of anything.
You can't think of anything.
Can you think of anything?
There's like so much happening here. I keep hearing, have you been playing? We were talking about stuff we've been playing. We haven't done that in a minute. Stuff that we've been playing. I keep hearing, I haven't tried it, but have you tried this Outriders game at all?
No, but I have heard of it.
Yeah, this game, people been hyping it up for the most part. People seem to really like it. I know it's kind of known for its server issues because they were just, you know, and I mean, Square Enix, good for them to finally get, you know, kind of... an Avengers sort of hype around what Avengers should have been about around this other game, because they needed this win. They needed a win like this.
I mean, I hear it's a cool game if you if you can somehow keep all your inventory on you.
Oh yeah, there was some story about that, especially like on PS5, where if you'd have to like completely turn off your PS5 and to restart your PS5 so you don't lose. I was like, oh.
Uh-huh. Crazy. Oof. But they're fixing it, or they said they already fixed it.
Yeah, I wanted to try, but it's only on Game Pass, Xbox, and not PC.
I see.
I was like, I don't know if I want to pay full price for it. But see, we've been kind of in dry season, sort of, as far as new games go, but starting, like, into next month, and to May, there's like a lot of stuff coming out. I mean, we got, was it like Returnal's coming?
You have Resident Evil's coming.
Mm-hmm.
You have, well, hold on. Oh yeah, MLB The Show. That's a whole big deal. How big of a deal is that the MLB The Show is coming, like, to Xbox Game Pass? Mm-hmm. And PlayStation's like, oh, well. Pokemon Snap's coming.
Yes. Have you heard of Before Your Eyes?
Before Your Eyes. It sounds vaguely familiar.
Okay, it just came out, and it's a PC game, and you literally play it by blinking your eyes. So every time you blink your eyes, you actually change the game.
Oh, I see right here. Ah.
Is that insane? I think it's so cool.
First person narrative, that's right up my alley.
All you need is a webcam just so it can track your eyes and you're blinking and you interact with just blinking and you looking around.
Oh, wow. Oh
I'm
yeah.
So I want to play that so bad.
I'm marking this.
I might just buy it right now.
Yeah, it's got decent reviews. Yeah, I've never heard of that one. That's a good. That's, there you go. Kendall coming in with a good recommendation shout. Nice. Biomutant's finally coming out after 20 years of being in access. I thought that I was like, this game's not going to come out before I, like, this was like turned into Duke Nukem Forever, where it's like, Biomutant's still early access. Oh, it's finally coming. Oh, never mind. Oh, never mind. People are like, I pre-ordered this game a decade ago. It's still not out. But it's finally coming. I want to try that. I hope that's good. If it is, that's a good action platformer. Monster Hunter came out.
Yes.
Play that.
So the thing is, I don't have a Switch, but everyone in my house does. So we have a projector, and we have two TVs set up next to the projector. So we have three people playing it at the same time. And I don't have it, so I'm just watching three different screens while they all do missions together.
There you go. What do you think of it? So what have you seen?
I actually think it's great. It would be a little different if it was on PC, for sure, because the mechanics of it, it's very, like, handheld console type game. And they keep coming up with updates, so that's great too. And it looks like a lot of fun. They added more components to who can be your companions. Like, there's a dog now. Ooh. And instead of just a cat, and then you can, air quote, hire cats and dogs as, like, your party, and you switch them out, and they all have, like, different styles of fighting. It's like, I like it. It's really cool.
But now let me ask you this, as a person who's a little bit more well-versed than I am in this, because you play, like, Monster Hunter World a bit, right?
Mm-hmm,
as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what I've heard. I have heard, if this is correct, that this new Monster Hunter Rise, it's if you want to jump into the series for the first time, it's gonna be a bit of a battle for you. Like, it's not the easiest game to hop into for, like, this franchise for, like, newcomers. Like, there's a lot to learn. There's a lot to it.
Yeah, I can actually see that. It's when it comes to this game that just came out on the Switch, you can't play it publicly unless you can. So, like, back then in the games, you would do a mission, and if you needed help, you can fire, like, an SOS flare, and then someone anywhere in your same, like, server, time server and stuff, can come help you, and then they could, like, you know, help you out. They could be a different level than you, something higher. But you can't do that in this game, so it's like you kind of are just doing it by yourself and figuring it out by yourself. So, like, I see that. I see what people are saying when they say that. But you can still do it. It's possible. You know, it's just like, it's probably just a little more work, a little bit more research, because it does have to do with, like, alchemy and stuff, and what you can make and not make, do and not do. What are the best combos when it comes to armor? Like, you know, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it just got, not that I want to jump into it, but that's what I just, like, kept hearing. People were like, yeah, if you want to jump in, this is your first time. It's like, you better be ready to make the commitment. What else is coming to? Guilty Gear Strive. They got delayed for a tiny bit. Everybody was flipping out about that, but I'm like, all right, calm down. It's coming.
Near Replicant version 8.765349. I have Near Automata downloaded. So I'm ready to give that a shot first and see before Replicant comes out. I know people are hyped about that. Kendall, you know what we should do if you haven't played it yet, which you might have.
Tell me.
We need to play It Takes Two.
Oh my gosh, yes! I really want to so bad.
Everybody's loving this game.
Dude, yeah, I keep watching videos and it just looks hilarious. Because we have to.
I don't know if we could do it like extra content. We could do it on stream. You could just be a voice on my stream or whatever.
Dude, let's play it on your, like, for your stream.
Okay. And we only have to buy one copy and we get a free friend code or whatever.
Oh, so. Is that really how it works?
Yeah, that's how the last game he did work, The Way Out as well.
Oh, okay. But
again, our boy Joseph Fares, you know, Mr. F the Oscars, he's, you know, it's just, at first people were like, oh, this game seems kind of all right. And then they came out and people were like, all right.
Yeah.
Did it again. You know, he's a character, that guy, but good for him. Good for him. Yeah. It didn't go to the complete opposite of the spectrum. Balan Wonderland.
Oh, yes.
It's, you know, it part of me, like, wants to because it's that bad. And I've seen part of the demo, but it's, I feel like it's not even worth it for the memes because it's that bad, you know?
Aww.
I don't know. It's $60, too.
Yeah, it's pretty up there, unfortunately.
Speaking of Square Enix game that had the opposite effect of Outriders. Oof.
Yeah, oof. We both went oof at the same time. Again,
good thing Outriders did well for him because then we're like, oh man. It's just, you know, and I feel bad because like the art's kind of nice and stuff like that, but what a shit show this game is.
Oh, well.
I don't know. Some audience reviews are kind of like, you know what? It's not that bad. It's all right. But it's.
Yeah,
it's,
I mean, I can't say it. I haven't, like, played it.
No.
But I've seen it.
Yeah, I've seen it. I haven't played, but that's. Do I really want to pay money for it? No. If it becomes, like, free on PlayStation Plus in, like, a month, I do it, you know, for memes. But, like. Again, though, it's sad, though, because we don't get many games like this.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's just so... And you look at some of the stuff, you're like, how did this... How... Was there QA testing for this?
Like, dude, it has to... I don't know. Do games ever launch without testing their games? I don't know. Maybe they do.
All I gotta say is QA testers are developers, Mr. Guy, Mr. Mr. Pants, and all that rigmarole I had to see over the last day or so.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my lord, all that mess. Well, I used to be one of them, so I don't know. He's in charge of some like gaming site or whatever, but it's like, come on, dude. Come on. And poor QA testers out there, you know, they don't have it the best or whatever, and they're like, thank you, thanks for somebody like giving us some sort of acknowledgement, you know. And this shows, right, this is a clear example why they are important to development. Balan Wonderland right there's your evidence. Come on. That sucks, you know. It's one of those games that's, I mean, at least, like, Cyberpunk wasn't this bad. You know, and that's pretty bad when Cyberpunk was bad and a mess and, like, unfinished, but...
Mm-hmm. Speaking of...
There's still something there.
Speaking of Cyberpunk, the developers are saying they're still working on it, so they don't want to just put it right down. They want to make sure it's a game you can buy constantly throughout life, and it'll still be fantastic.
Yeah, then they got the other developer that like kind of specializes in multiplayer, and it seems like that separate multiplayer game seems to be dead, and they're just going to integrate it into the main game to begin with.
Yeah, which... I mean, it's smart. It's the hype on it's kind of over, so like I think that's the move to do.
Yeah,
It could be the next GTA 5, maybe? I don't know.
Oh, I would love that, actually. I would love that so much.
What's that, the no pixel server? I barely understand that even is or it means half the time or why that's the thing.
You want me to tell you about no pixel?
Yeah,
or just tell me about no GTA pixel. Roleplay?
Yeah, because all I've seen is all I know about it, the little I've seen of the RPG ones, I know Gary Whitta's starting a series about him being a talk show host or whatever, an RPG thing. I know sometimes people disguise their voices or whatever.
Yeah.
I know Stella from IGN is like doing video stuff in there.
Yeah. Okay, let me tell you about this GTA roleplay. If you want to know about No Pixel specifically, we can do that another day. But basically, you have to get approved into these servers because they're hot servers, right? You can't just like come in, pick a character, do whatever you want. It's like an application process, okay? Once you get in there, you have to choose what do you want to be in this world. You can be literally anyone with a job. You can be a criminal if you want, but criminals in these servers tend to be have more popularity than, let's say, an EMT, you know? So, like, you're probably going to wait a little longer to get approved into these servers if you want to be a criminal, because that's, like, the fun thing to do. But once you get approved, you pick a job. Let's just say you're an EMT. That's all you do. You go in. And it's not like you put up the game and you go in immediately. There's always, like, a wait. Like, there's a line to get in because everyone's trying to get in and play and role play, depending on the server you're in. Some roles have higher priority, like a mayor or cops have higher priority in the game, and like criminals have less priority in the game, so you're going to have to wait a little bit more. And then you're just in there, you turn your webcam off because it's kind of frowned upon to show your face during these roleplay games because you are roleplaying. You are that EMT, motherfucker. So you're literally just going around actually doing an EMT's job. Like if there's a car crash or if there's a bank robbery and someone's injured, you go there. And that's all they do. And it's a lot of fun to watch because they do silly stuff, but they still play their own game. It also depends what server, you know what I mean? And yeah.
it's basically Second Life.
Yeah, actually. And when they did it with the Rust, there's like no job roles in Rust. They were just like doing their own thing. So it was a less stressful GTA roleplay when it came to Rust.
Yeah, that whole Rust thing and that Valheim and it's
dead
thing.
Yeah, dude, Rust is dead. I feel like Valheim's dead now. I don't know. Everyone's hey, like hey, just bro. Yeah, I feel like everyone's like jumping from, I don't know, trend to trend real fast right now.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't even know what the, like, right now I'm like, what's the trending games? Like, I don't know right now. It's like they kind of jumped off and then it's like, what's the hot new one? I don't know.
Honestly, I think the hot new one is It Takes Two. But let's see how long that lasts. It can't last too long unless you play it with multiple friends or something.
Yeah, that's true. That and new what? I'll say this. I mean, Among Us, yeah, it's a new map or whatever, right?
Oh, but like, yes.
I'm gonna throw this out there, and I don't know why. I don't know why now, but I swear to you, it's like Valorant. Yeah, I think Valorant's like the hot one right now, where it's just like out of the blue in the last month or so. I see all the big streamers playing it again.
Yeah, it died. now it is kind of back.
Like,
you're
why
right.
Is it hot again? What happened out of the blue to change it? Because then I'm looking at people playing it and I'm like,
yeah,
the menu looks the same.
It you're like, what changed?
Yeah, what changed? They always have new characters and whatever, but I'm like, when this particular time right now is this like the hot thing right now again?
That's funny. Yeah. it's kind of weird when something like is of interest to the public and you're like, well, why though? Is it because everyone else is doing it? What's up?
It's, you know, it's, I love it and I hate it at the same time. It's a mess. But it's very interesting. Very fascinating.
Anyway, we're kind of coming to the end here. It's been like an hour.
Oh, has it now?
Yeah. Good for us.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? This is a bi-weekly thing. It's, we're doing pretty all right at it. I don't know how many people care or listen to it, but I think we're doing pretty all right at it. I think we're doing pretty good.
Me too. So please listen. We just hit actually 200 downloads.
We did?
Ooh. Mm-hmm. I got that email and I was like, ooh, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. It's amazing that we got to 200.
Wow. Is that like all time 200?
I think so. I think it's like the whole thing.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty impressive. Is that like since we first started or since our new thing?
Oh, you know what? I don't know. I didn't look at the date. But like it might do it by season because you can do it by seasons, you know.
Oh. Does I don't it know. List I like it. How many per episode or
it does, yeah. The one actually with the most views, the most listens, is the one we had with Nathan on.
That's still the most.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Oh wow. That's awesome. Thank you guys for support and listening to us. It's again, spread the word, make sure to follow us. Keep us on your playlist and all that.
Yes, please.
Spread the word on the social medias and all that. And, you know, just tell people about it. We, you know, down the road might have people on and things like that sort. And, you know, people want to be on it. You know, and people who work in games or in the media or anything like that. You know.
Yes. So, Wilden, where can we find you?
Well, you can find me streaming every week on twitch.tv/Wilden1990. Maybe we'll play It Takes Two, but then for next, I don't know, we'll have to work on
Let's
that.
Let's do it. I want to play it.
Okay, cool. And you can also follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Wilden1990. TikTok, I've been posting a lot of film, TV recommendations on there as well. If you're into that sort of thing. Also, on Twitter, just at Wilden. That's all you need with two L's. And then I started doing some YouTube stuff recently where I play games I don't play on stream on YouTube, such as full playthroughs of like Donut County or older games. I try games that I wouldn't normally play on stream and see how well it turns out, whether it's old or new. Usually doesn't turn out well in my favor, but be sure to check that out. That is YouTube Wilden on YouTube, I guess. If you can find it, I can post the link in the thing again. It'll be in the description. Yeah. What about Kendall? Where can the people find you?
You can find me on Twitch, Instagram, and Twitter at Kendallin. And you know, I keep saying I might make a TikTok and it's just still not happening. I'm just scrolling through TikTok instead of making TikToks. Maybe it'll happen this week. Will it? Who knows?
You should do it. You can, because you'll get like, you know, a good handful of views just like going probably on just doing one video, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking about it. I think about it every day.
Just do that and be like, hey, you know, do one of these TikTok video things and then be like, hey, this is, you know, put the podcast whatever link in the bio and then there you go.
If anything, I'll just like start TikTok once like life starts picking up again.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
And then you should do that. Are you gonna ever stream? Is that still like gonna be on the back burner for a while?
Yeah, I'm hoping I can stream soon, like this coming month. Next month.
The hot tub streams are a hot thing right now. The hot tub stream things.
Dude, yeah, I think that shit's so funny. It's like all the men doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
So funny. I love it.
Yeah, yeah. Jacob Big Duo is pretty funny, too.
We should get you a cute little hot tub.
Yeah. Well, did we talk about that before, about recording stuff out of, like, we had this idea, like, a while
we
ago.
We did. Yeah, it's going to happen with the hot tub.
Yeah, by the time we get to doing it, then the trend's going to be died down.
That's true. But we could just be a hot tub podcast.
Yeah, that's the same. We do like, let's do a hot tub live podcast or something or whatever. I'm down.
All right. That's the end of this. We're going too much on a rant. Too much on a tangent.
Tangent rant. Wait, that's like half the thing though. That's what I do. That's what I'm known for.
That's so true. But whatever. Well then, sign us off.
Oh, okay. Guys, you've been listening to the Geeks About Gaming podcast with Wilden and Kendall. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll be on for our next episode where we'll talk about whatever's going on gaming, all kinds of news and trends and hips and happenings. Until next time, guys. Bye.
Bye.